Secretary of State Colin Powell arrives in Angola today to discuss the country's progress toward peace and national reconciliation after 27 years of civil war. In February, Angolan troops killed Jonas Savimbi, leader of the rebel organization UNITA, which led to a ceasefire weeks later. During the Cold War, the United States helped arm UNITA in a competition with the Soviet Union for influence in Africa. Now the United States is trying to undo the damage and help Angola rebuild, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Angola's civil war began in 1975 with the end of colonial rule by Portugal. The war between UNITA and the Marxist regime of President José Eduardo dos Santos destroyed much of the country's infrastructure and resulted in an estimated 1 million deaths. The war also forced a quarter of the Angolan people from their land. One of the biggest challenges since the ceasefire, the demilitarization of UNITA forces, who were desperate for food and shelter. Walter Kansteiner, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, says the U.S. stepped in to help.
There were some 30 camps that most of the UNITA military came to, and some of those camps were lacking in food and resources, and this was, you know, 2, 3, 4 months ago when they all started coming in. And so the United States rushed a number of food aid as well as shelter and tents and housing to those camps to help the Angolan government be prepared to receive these UNITA fighters.
Walter Kansteiner says some of the UNITA fighters are being integrated into the Angolan army and police, but most of them will be encouraged to go back to farming. He says the U.S. is providing seed, farming tools, and transportation to assist their return to the land. Officials with international lending institutions point out that Angola would not need so much assistance if the country made appropriate use of the money that flows from its vast oil reserves. Richard Joseph, Jennings Randolph Senior Fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace, says Angola's rampant corruption must be addressed.
For the past several years, not only the United States, but many of the international organizations have been trying to get the Dos Santos government to behave as a normal government, which means you build roads, you provide public health, and so on. This has been a real struggle. Part of the strategy has to include getting that government to start using those resources in that way.
Assistant Secretary Kansteiner agrees that Angola's economic priorities have to change, and Washington, he says, wants to help.
Angola right now is in a unique position in their own history. You know, they have a chance to take their country that's been at war for the last 20-some years and turn it into a productive, efficient, well-run country. And it's a window we're willing to help them climb through and get through.
Richard Joseph says the United States has a moral obligation to Angola because U.S. assistance to the UNITA rebels prolonged the civil war. But Washington, Joseph says, also has a strategic interest in Angola, which is poised to overtake Nigeria as Africa's top oil-producing country.
Sub-Saharan Africa is becoming an increasingly significant supplier of oil supplies. And obviously the United States is going to try to shore up those supplies in the event of war again in the Middle East or some serious disruption of those supplies. But I think we have to be very careful that we don't just once again start manipulating the people of those regions and the countries for our relatively short-term strategic interests.
John Prendergast, director of the Africa Program at the International Crisis Group, says the real challenge for U.S. diplomacy is to help Angola use its oil revenue to improve the lives of impoverished Angolans. If that effort fails, he says, the result will be another war.
Because someone will come along at some point and a group of people will come along and say, the inequalities in Angola are unsustainable and we're going to have to fight to rectify them.
The statistics on lasting stability in post-conflict countries reinforce Prendergast's warning. According to a World Bank study last year of countries that experienced civil war, 70% of them were at war again within 5 years. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.